Grace and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Why are you here? What is it that you are seeking? Though this place is a place where the Church of Christ gathers to hear His word and receive His sacraments, there's a whole host of reasons that you may be here. It's no secret that I'm a stickler for good doctrine, for that pattern of sound words that have been handed down by the aid of the Holy Spirit from the prophets and the apostles, and that we ourselves have heard. For that reason, I've been asked many times why it is that Christians can come to the same place, to the same text of Scripture, and yet receive different things. The answer, of course, lies in the question, why are you here? What is it that you are seeking? How you answer this question affects not only what you receive from our gospel lesson today, but from all of Scripture. Are you looking for a teacher, a moral example, a lawgiver? Are you looking for a mascot to cheer you on or to entertain you? Are you looking for a national patriot, a rebel, a reformer, a social justice warrior, a companion or a comforter to give you hugs when you are down, a therapist, a dispenser of goods? These are all things that people truly seek when they call out to Jesus. When the lepers in our reading today called out to Jesus, they were looking for a miracle worker, a healer. Their lives were absolutely miserable. Their physical suffering caused emotional turmoil. Separated from family and friends, the life that they knew, condemned to life outside of society, reliant only upon the mercy that would happen to come their way. So when they heard that Jesus was passing by, they seized on their opportunity. They had heard of this Jesus, of the miracles that he had done for others, and so they hoped he would do the same for them. And so, standing at a distance, as required by the law of Moses on account of their leprosy, they lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." They knew something about Jesus, and they believed in his power. But as the story continues, it becomes apparent that in truth, they didn't really know Jesus at all. Or at least, they didn't know what they needed to know. All but one, anyway. And Jesus, in his mercy, gives them a promise. "Go and show yourselves to the priests," he says. And as they went, they were cleansed. On account of their faith, they were restored to health. They were given new life in the midst of death. Once the priests saw that their leprosy had left them, they'd be able to once again embrace their spouse, their children, their family and friends. They'd be able to return to life in society and have life once again. Yet even so, this faith that they had in Jesus was misplaced. Not that they shouldn't have had faith in Jesus, but they had the wrong kind of faith. They did not recognize in the gift the giver. And so their faith in Jesus did not save them. Except for the one who returned. When he was cleansed, his eyes were opened to who it was that restored him to life. Overcome by the grace and mercy that he received, he turned back and, praising God with a loud voice, fell down at his feet and worshiped him, giving thanks to God. And Jesus said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has saved you." Not this has made you well, as our translation would have us believe, but the actual words in the Greek are, your faith has saved you. This man had sought a miracle, but instead he found his Savior. He desired to receive healing, but instead he received his God. You see, this story is not about making sure you write those thank you notes. This is not a message about ingratitude. No, this story is about recognizing the giver in the gifts that he gives. You cannot tell me that the nine weren't grateful for what they received. They were given their very lives back. But thankful as they were, they missed out on what they needed the most, because they were only concerned with the gift of earthly life. And so they completely missed the one who had come to give them eternal life. They called him Master, but they did not know who he truly was. And there are still many today who do the same. Oh, they know of Jesus. They know he is powerful, and they even may confess his name. But the unfortunate reality is that they too do not seek to receive him for who he is. Instead, they seek him for what it is they hope to receive from him. And on account of that, they completely miss the salvation that he freely gives. For Jesus is the one who came into the world to redeem the world, to redeem you. Because like the lepers, we were separated from him on account of their sickness, we are those who are separated on account of the corruption of sin and the wickedness of our hearts. Separated from God, condemned to life outside of his everlasting kingdom, having to rely solely on his mercy. Yet, his mercy he gave when he came to cleanse us by the blood of his cross. In doing so, he brought us from death to life, not just to life, but to new life, everlasting life. He has begun this good work in us even now, all of us who believe, and he will bring it to completion on that day when he returns. On that day, we will receive a healing that even the lepers could not fathom, for our bodies will be transformed, and we will receive Jesus as our brother. But those who seek him out for any other reason will only receive him as their judge. So, why are you here? What is it that you are seeking? Are you seeking a teacher, a moral example, a lawgiver, an entertainer, a warrior, a therapist, a companion? Or are you coming to receive your Savior and your God? If so, come. Hear and believe his word of promise. Not go and show yourselves to the priest, but your sins are forgiven. And return here week after week, singing hymns of praise with loud voices, taking part in the liturgy of thanksgiving, receiving Christ in his very word and sacrament. For by doing so, Jesus tells us, your faith, which receives the crucified, risen, and ascended Christ, saves you. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We continue with our offering.